This is Blair Durham with Black Wall Street Today, your media hub for all things Black business and related news, strategy, and events.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to this edition of Black Wall Street Today with Blair Durham. I'm so excited, as always, to share today. Today is about Chef Laquita Marie. She isn't just a culinary whiz. She's a health advocate wielding a whisk. And I love that. Driven by a 30-year nursing career and a personal quest to combat picky eating and illness in her family, she ignited the Superfoods Parents Movement. Today, she goes beyond delicious recipes, empowering corporations, organizations, and households to prioritize health through her engaging nutritional education workshops. I'm going to invite her to join us on March 16th. For corporations, Chef Laquita wears two hats, chef and coach. She shows them how investing in employee well-being through delicious, nutritious meals fuels peak performance and reduces absenteeism. Organization, she tackles sluggishness by teaching communities to nourish themselves and each other, fostering vibrant environments. Finally, she empowers families to cultivate generational health and reduce chronic illness. By equipping them with tools for thriving kitchens and joyful mealtimes, she lays the foundation for a healthier future, one delicious bite at a time. But Chef Laquita doesn't stop at workshops. Her YouTube channel showcases her passion for food justice. Cooking live at Hampton Roads Food Pantries, she demonstrates how to incorporate faves, i.e. fruits and veggies every spread, into everyday meals like spaghetti, sandwiches, and even mac and cheese. She brought some of that mac and cheese for me to taste today. I'm excited. Her signature Super Mac is a crowd pleaser, proving that healthy food can be both delicious and accessible. Through Superfood Parents, Chef Laquita proves that food is more than sustenance. It's a tool for empowerment, community building, and a healthier future. She inspires not just with recipes, but with her infectious energy and belief that knowledge and deliciousness can transform communities one bite and one lesson at a time. Welcome to the show, Chef Laquita. How are you?
Thank you. Thank you for that warm welcome.
Glad to have you.
Yes, I'm doing great today. It's a wonderful day, and pretty much any day that the sun is shining is an even better day for me. That I love the sunshine.
Yes, you know? Same here.
Yeah, but you know, on top of that, every day is good because, look, I'm greedy. That's how I kind of got started with food as a child. So I'm right there with you. I've already eaten several things today, so it's a good day.
Really? Absolutely. I love that. And so, okay, so the evolution of this business, you know, I feel like the best businesses are those that begin from our personal points of pain and frustration, right? Absolutely. Once we figure that thing out in our household, then we're like equipped to transform the world. So give us a little bit of your journey. Bring us into your kitchen, if you will. I know that many listening today can certainly relate to that experience, right?
Absolutely. So I'll get started here because I have three children. And let me tell you about these kids, right? I would not say they're picky. I would say they are millennial privilege something, because no matter what I cook, like,
this is when I would cook chicken, shrimp, fish, all of those things. They would, I'm sorry, y'all, I'm yelling because I get so excited about this. No matter what I would cook, the kids would go crazy. Like, oh, we like it, mommy. But then the next time they wouldn't eat it. You know, and this would be the same thing. And I say chicken, fish, and shrimp because those are popular foods. When people think of mealtime, they kind of start with, what meat am I going to eat first? So currently, this is how I kind of switch things around. And I said, well, let me transfer it to what fruits and vegetables. So, okay, is this going to be a potato dish? Now, what can I add to it? Is this going to be a rice dish? What can I add to it? This all came from getting my kids to a place where we had less cavities. Every time we go to the dentist, you know, I was like, wait, why are we having cavities? And then I started learning, oh, it's your teeth are bones. Mm-hmm. So whatever goes inside of you, it supports your bones, and it's also going to show up in your dental work. Mm-hmm. So, okay. You know, as a nurse, they don't tell you everything. You're in specialties. And so I was like, okay, I'm learning and I'm implementing. So starting with my home, it started even before my kids, but I think I got laser focused once I got the kids on, you know, once I started having children and realizing just how picky they were.
I got it. So Chef Laquita, I get that, right? So what are now the products and the services that you're offering. Like, I feel like you might be teaching folks how to make the Super Mac.
Absolutely.
Or are you actually preparing the Super Mac and offering delivery services? Talk to us about how we can actually benefit.
Nutritional education is my main focus. So, for example, today I have my family food playbook. It's a it's a meal planning book. So inside here, there's a grocery list. There's directions for how faves work, like every fruit or vegetable counts for 5 points. So that Super Mac, for example, I think there's about 35 or 40 points in that Super Mac. That's how many vegetables are infused into the cheese sauce.
Really?
Yeah. And so
you infuse vegetables in your cheese sauce?
Child. Well,
are
you
talking about something you like put together in the blender and then like?
Let me tell you. I wish I would have brought you a fork so that you can just taste it and see what's there, and then you'll say, oh wow, yeah, she is abusing vegetables with that blender. Yeah, that's my secret weapon.
The blender.
Boom. I use an immersion blender.
Okay.
And so, with nutritional education, I teach live, I teach at food pantries, and then I have these resources for people. So this way, if I go to a corporation and I'm Food for Life certified, for example, so that way there's a full curriculum of recipes, food grocery lists, there's a full curriculum of food swaps and everything that comes with the Food for Life package. So when I go to corporations, I can do this tutorial, whether one class or several.
Okay.
Teach a series of classes or just teach one for either diabetic health, mental health, Alzheimer's. There's different curriculums that they provide, children's meals. And from there, I just move forward with, I'm here, I have these resources, and I'm paid for that service. So that's one of the services that I provide.
Okay.
And then...
you know, that has me wanting to ask another question.
Yeah, right? Ask the question.
So what are the top 5 fruits and veggies that are easily masked by being blended with cheese or other items?
Okay, sure. White and yellow vegetables, I find, work well. When I say white and yellow, can you name a white or yellow vegetable for me, Blair?
So I'm going squash and cauliflower.
Okay. So let's say cauliflower, absolutely. Squash, when you say squash, in that Super Mac, there's butternut squash. There is a yellow squash as well. They mask well. Also, a butternut squash. There's butternut. Wait, I said butternut squash because that blends with a lot of things. So I think I already said butternut squash and yellow squash are in there. But mm-hmm. spaghetti squash, those green acorn squashes.
Okay. Okay.
Vegetables have such a neutral flavor, really. Mm. So this is where white and yellow, garlic, onions, not peppers because they're red and green. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's where I find
so
that
garlic, onion, squash,
rutabaga.
Oh, don't even say rutabaga.
Mm-hmm. Rutabaga, child. Rutabaga is in there.
And you loved rutabaga as a child. Stop what you're doing and raise your hand.
Look, let me tell you. No. Raise both hands if it's rutabaga and okra, because there's okra in that Super Mac.
Come on. So I love okra.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't, though.
I prefer okra pickled, though. I don't really want to do okra in a stew or anything like that.
Yeah.
The little mush factor is a bit much for me.
Yeah.
But give me a nice, crunchy, pickled okra.
You know what?
Gosh, I could snag on that for the rest of the afternoon.
Absolutely. It is the okra that gives the cheese sauce a certain texture and stretch.
That sliminess.
Boom.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so when we think of cheese, and that's one reason why I do add it to my cheese sauces. Now, keep in mind, this cheese sauce can go on noodles, because for you, it's Super Mac today, right?
Mm-hmm.
It can go in a lasagna.
Okay.
It can go, I've actually put it, when I'm making a grilled cheese,
okay.
I spread it on the bread.
Okay.
You know, and I slap the bread together. I grill it. It works.
Mm-hmm.
So you can dip it, whether you want to dip veggies. Honestly, I only got 3 good teeth. This is what I tell people. A lot of my food is cooked and pureed, y'all, so that if you, depending on your dental situation, anybody can eat the food I cook. Because I only got 3 good teeth. I don't have time to keep chewing and chewing and chewing. So
That's hilarious.
Look. I just try to keep it, you know, keep it inclusive. Let's say that.
My food
is inclusive. Yeah.
Thank you. So is the cheese sauce, what I just heard you say is that the cheese sauce can work even served cold?
It can. It can.
Still giving cheesy.
Yep,
even
absolutely.
At room temperature or colder.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And I say this from evidence-based and peer reviewed, and millions of folks. Now I don't have millions of folks sampling this, but I have had quite a few.
Yeah.
And this is now, keep in mind that this is a non-dairy cheese sauce, because one thing I also found is that a lot of people have dairy allergies. And so, you know, that sauce that we get at the convenience store that we might put on our nachos or at the movies, that is a cheese sauce that they cannot say is, I think those are kind of non-dairy, because, you know, who knows what's in those? Let me just say that. So that's why I call this a cheese sauce, because of all the vegetables in it. And it does have some non-dairy cheese as well.
Okay, so non-dairy cheese. Now, what are your favorites in the non-dairy cheese department? Because I'm not really a fan of non-dairy cheese.
Most people aren't.
And I mean, I've done some of it, like the Daiya and the Follow Your Heart, right? But
And I think it depends on...
I feel like if I'm going to have my cheese, I'm just going to go ahead and have it, and I'll deal with the repercussions of that, because mm-hmm. I don't always love it.
Yeah.
Some of the cashew cheeses, I do enjoy. Mm-hmm. But then it's like, okay, I'm going to spend $38 for cheese today.
Right. And you know what? This is where the economical side of it really comes in, because like you're saying, okay, what cheese am I going to get? Because cheese in general is expensive. When I was eating animal milk cheeses, whether it was goat cheese, sheep's milk, cow's milk, I would buy those from the dairy or specialty section or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I was used to spending more on cheese. Now I do prefer Follow Your Heart brand. Wegmans has a great brand. Daiya is okay. VioLife is cool. However, I don't use a lot of them anyways. Like Silk. Even Silk has non-dairy. You know what? Silk has a yogurt. Silk has a yogurt, and there's somebody else that has a yogurt and cream cheese. I want to say Silk might have a cream cheese. Yeah. Or a sour cream.
If you've just tuned in, this is Black Wall Street Today with Blair Durham. I'm joined by special guest, Chef Laquita. We're talking all things superfoods, making sure that our families get the nutrition that they need. We're talking about how to hide vegetables in your macaroni and cheese.
And spaghetti.
Of all things. But you were saying, we're going kind of down a list of... plant-based cheeses that are all right.
Yeah, non-dairy cheeses that are all right. You're right. And I say non-dairy because remember Country Crock? Everybody has a Country Crock. Country Crock was already non-dairy.
I know a lot of what our folks were using was already non-dairy. Like that Imperial butter was non-dairy. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, these are like vegetable oil based.
Boom. And that's part of the reason why I just say non-dairy instead of plant-based, because plant-based is a word that's heavily used right now, and sometimes there's not a plant involved.
No plants involved.
Right. You know, and so my
whole
goal...
And what is vegetable oil exactly? Are we talking about...
Which vegetable oil? Are we talking about expeller pressed? Are we talking about olive oil or canola? And you know, you have the whole gamut. So this is why I say, look, y'all, let's just focus on fruits and vegetables every spread.
Yeah.
Because even when I'm making my mac and my super mac...
Fruits and vegetables every spread. That's faves.
Faves, yes.
That sounds like that needs to be trademarked. Fruits and vegetables every spread.
Absolutely. I know, right? I do need to trademark that, because...
That's
the goal, and it makes it easy for
every
people
time
to
we
remember.
Eat, got to have the food fresh fruits and veggies.
Yeah, and you know,
spread.
And people will say, "Well, what about me?" Because I got a chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A. I was bad. I said, "No, you weren't. Did you get lettuce and tomato on it?"
That elevates the sandwich.
It does.
That's
10 points. You know, if you're getting 5 points for every variety of fruit and vegetable that you have, that's 10 points.
And don't leave out the pickle.
That's 15 points.
Counts.
That's 15 points.
Counts.
And your goal is a 100 points per day. So Faves 100 is the goal. Like, that's the system I've created. So
you're listening to the Black Wall Street Today with Blair Durham podcast. I'm the producer, Seiko Varner from Positive Vibes. So we would love for you to do a few things. Like this episode. You're going to like it anyway. Share this episode. It's worth sharing. And tell other people about the podcast. Sharing is caring. Let's all get wealthy.
I love it.
Definitely.
It sounds like what we really need is a Chef Laquita in our lives, because sometimes this is just too much to distill personally. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm a label fanatic. You know, I feel like everything in the store should be turned around. I don't want to see the picture first. I'd like to know what it is. But really, who even has time for that?
Yeah.
With you help make things simpler.
Super
simple. We get our 100 points a day.
And then you don't have to necessarily worry, because when you eat foods that come from the ground, all fruits and vegetables have two main things, and this is what I tell people. In addition to the vitamins, minerals, nobody's going to remember what all of those are. Like, is that vitamin C or A or what? Nope. All you have to remember is fiber and antioxidants. Two of the most healing things in the world. The fiber is going to regulate your blood sugar, your blood pressure, cholesterol. It walks a lot of those toxins out of your body. The fiber does. And every fruit and vegetable has like a different quality of fiber, sort of like all our personalities. Mm-hmm. Like me, you and I, Blair, we have pleasant personalities, but they're both different. And yes, that's the way an apple or orange. Child, we on the radio. We got to own it. We just got to own it, right? Don't tell the world that.
Just for today, they say.
That's it. So that's where the nutritional education comes in.
Yeah.
So with my mini workbooks, these are some of the resources that, organizations and businesses, I'm going to hand this one to you.
Okay.
Just to leaf through. This is what they would get, because like you said, you can't remember all of that. So if you open it up and you see a gain, dairy or non-dairy, you're like, oh, well, that makes it easy. Now I know.
Oh, shit, the nerd dropped the chickpea salad recipe in here.
Look, well, these are the ingredients for the chickpea salad. So I create these nutritional education games so that you don't have to wonder, well, what is wakame? I never heard of that. Once you've experienced it, and once you've experienced it several ways, then you're like, oh, I remember I read that somewhere. And then I heard somebody else talk about it. Oh, that's one of those seaweeds. It's sort of like, it's a sea vegetable. Oh, yeah, like nori, like the sushi sheet. Oh, okay. So, you know, we're all on this learning path of what can we do to better ourselves. Fiber and antioxidants are the two things that you can do without even thinking, because when you get foods that grow from the ground, fruits and vegetables, you've got what you need.
Wow. You know, one thing I love about this system, Chef Laquita, is we're tracking our fruits and veggies.
Really?
But we're not tracking the ultra processed foods. So it's kind of like saying, yeah, we know you're going to have some of those.
Right.
And we're not going to make you write all that down.
But really?
Every single time you eat fruits and veggies, write that down.
That's what counts. Because why track ultra processed? Because there's confusion there. Mm. Like, some things people say, well, that's processed, but it's not ultra processed. That's super ultra processed. You know,
super.
You know how people will take, remember when we would bake a cake from a box mix? First of all, that's ultra processed because, you know, there's a very small amount of powder that puffs up into a cake, where if you make a cake from scratch, you're like, wait, I used a pound pound of flour, a pound of this.
It's incredible too. Once you make that change, you realize, wow, this tastes 1,000% different.
1,000% different. And once
you're doing
your biscuits
and your pancakes and your cake.
Absolutely.
From scratch.
Yeah.
Versus from that box.
Yeah. And then when I say super ultra processed, if you take that cake and now you crumble it with frosting and then you coat it and you put it on a stick and make a cake pop, that is super ultra processed.
Yeah.
Whereas I even let people know, look, you know what you can do with that? Even though it's a box cake, puree some apples. Add that to it.
Yeah.
Bake a sweet potato. You can actually, it'll add good flavor. Mm-hmm. You can add these things to any of your baked goods.
Enhance.
Boom.
To actually give it to life at that point.
Right.
Right. Wow. So I'm looking now at the recipe for the Super Mac. So
I put it in here.
We're talking about carrots. We're talking about squash, garlic, butternut squash, onions, rutabaga, and parsnips, and okra.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes I even add red lentils, and I forgot to add the red lentils to this one because
red lentils are so good. So, I like to make a red lentil soup from time to time.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? Lentils and beans of any sort, they grow from the ground. Mm-hmm. They are high in protein, but you don't have to remember that. All you have to know is that, look, I know it's got some fiber and antioxidants.
Mm-hmm.
So,
fiber and antioxidants.
Boom.
Add them in.
Yeah. And anything else that you learn on top of that is a bonus. But yeah, all of those vegetables are in there. So let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4.
We're chopping the veggies. We're not going to cook them to death. We're just going to soften them for about 10 to 12 minutes.
Yep.
Then we're going to blend them.
Mm-hmm.
We'll put that puree in the pot, add our cheese, stir that bad boy up, get it seasoned, do our pasta. Oh, my goodness.
And just throw it together.
And combine it.
Boom. Literally throw it together. Sometimes I use nutritional yeast. Sometimes I don't. Nutritional yeast.
Not a fan for some reason.
Some people aren't, right? And so that's why sometimes I leave it out, you know.
I've tried the nutritional yeast.
And you don't have to. Because my thing is, if it's not a fruit or vegetable, then it's optional anyways.
It's optional, yeah.
And even the fruits and vegetables, if you don't like it, eat a different one.
Mm-hmm. I have friends that have taken a similar approach to making ice cream.
With that nice cream with them when they use bananas or they use frozen
they use vegetables.
Oh, wow.
To make the ice cream. And you can't taste them for the same reasons that we just talked about.
Yeah, they work.
They work.
And most vegetables are like, pretty neutral in flavor, so you really can add them to it. Like, that's why we have carrot cake and zucchini bread. Yes.
What a tremendous blessing. Those are two of my favorites.
Yes.
I love this information, though. I definitely want to make sure that we're able to share how people can reach you, be they corporate professionals who need to incorporate this into what they're doing with their staff.
Yes.
Or who need to get this to somebody else who can make that call for a larger organization.
Absolutely.
Like, how can folks reach you and really benefit from what you've put in place here? This is incredible.
Thank you. I am Superfood Parents everywhere. And so nutrition at Superfood Parents is the email. Superfoodparents.com is the website. Superfood Parents on LinkedIn and Instagram and all those places. However, I am an email person. I'm old fashioned.
Yes.
And so
let's just go ahead and get that email sent.
Right.
We know we can get a response out. Right.
Because DMs and Facebook and all that, I'm Superfood Parents on all the places. But realistically, this is it's too much. It's managing all those spaces.
I got it.
And so, and I haven't secured a virtual assistant yet to do that, because I know that's one thing I like to do, just to be sure I leave all boxes checked.
It's important. So what's the email address?
Nutrition@superfoodparents.com.
Nutrition@superfoodparents.com.
Yes.
Okay. So I want to hear from you, Chef Laquita. What's on the horizon for you this year? Like, are you showing up to Vendette events?
Yes.
What workshops do you have coming up?
Mm-hmm.
Just talk to us about like how you see this growing.
Absolutely.
Specifically this year.
So I do have several local business connections where I've gone into several local businesses that have a physical presence to do live workshops there. And that in that way, I can educate people and I can, of course, reach some of the other audiences. Like one particular business, they have a contract with Fire and Rescue.
Okay.
And so that will help me to segue into providing a corporate workshop for those those entities, the firemen, the police officers. It will also help my lead foot not to get a ticket, hopefully. But anyways.
That's important.
That's just a bonus and a perk. I am tapped into the food bank. So the Hampton Roads Food Bank, on the fourth Tuesdays of the month, I'm cooking live at one of their hubs, and I provide my recipe cards so that I'm promoted on the food bank site. But I also cook live at several other food pantries. I thought I had a recipe card with me just to give you an example, but I don't. But no worries. I'll hand this to you. And also, I did two vending pop-ups so far this year in January.
Awesome.
Already. And so right now, I'm still just, broadcasting on Wednesdays and Thursdays, sometimes on Tuesdays. The schedule fluctuates, but you can always watch live from the website, superfoodparents.com. Whenever I'm live, it's right there, and all the archived videos are right there.
So I put blueberries in my pancakes this morning, organic blueberries.
Hey. 5 points.
5 points.
And if there was a lot, give yourself 10 points.
Yeah, if there was a lot. Yeah.
There you go.
I only ate one pancake. I love this. This is so good.
Yeah.
And kudos to you on really getting out there.
Yeah, thank you.
Because this information is needed. And I think oftentimes when we're in these environments where we know people going to tell us, hey, you got to make changes. You need to stop smoking. You need to drink more water. You need to do this. That's overwhelming.
Yeah.
People want to hear about simple changes that they can make.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And then
yeah.
once we start to see results, I feel like that empowers us to make
it
even
does.
Bigger changes.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. And it's so simple, because no matter what you're eating and where you're eating, I don't eat animals personally, but I don't tell people, girl, put that chicken down and switch it over to a chickpea. No. If you know what I mean? Like, if we're both eating at the Indian restaurant and you have the chicken vindaloo, I'm like, well, they got lentils too. Did you add that with it? Or the vindaloo
eat some of that
has
together.
Peppers over there with it.
Mm-hmm.
Add those
mm-hmm.
to it.
Mm-hmm.
They cooked it with it for a reason. So, all of this is possible and it's easy for us, whether we're eating out, whether we're eating at home. Fruits and vegetables every spread. Don't just wait until dinner. You know,
important.
Yeah, because if this is something that you're going to do several times a day, you know you're going to eat more than once, even if it's a snack here or whatever. You should definitely get your fruits and vegetables inside you for the fiber and the antioxidants. Heal yourself, y'all. We can fix ourselves out here. I'm a nurse. I'm trying to fix people.
I believe that. I want to ask you this question because I'm thinking about some of the things that I've heard about, like, you know, eating different fruits and vegetables at different times of the year. Like, for example,
whatever seasonal, like people will say that eat what's in season and everything.
I mean, what say you?
So
am I good if I'm still consuming strawberries out of season, or is this creating some sort of issue inside my body that I might not be aware of?
Yep. And that's one of those things where those are distractions. If it's food that's in front of you, and it's the main thing is, does it have seeds? The main issue you want to do is make sure all the food that we're eating nowadays has seeds.
Okay.
Because now that we have transportation and everything, then we can get food from the north to the south or from the east to the west in a very quick time so that it's in season over there in California and I can get it in a few days,
right?
Which means now it's in season for me. So that's a distraction when people say, well, don't do this, don't do that.
So as long as it's got seeds, I'm all right.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, that there's a lot of fertility issues because our food is seedless. And that does affect us. So all of that genetically modified, it does transfer to genetically modify us.
So.
And as a nurse, I've seen so
that
many.
So I need to be avoiding, am I avoiding the halos?
You know what?
If you baby
can,
oranges?
If you can find ones with seeds, get them. They're better. So here's the thing. If you get the halos, then.
I just thought about the fact that they're seedless.
I know, right? But they do still have fiber and antioxidants. They still have vitamin C.
Right?
They've got vitamin A.
And what is the Trump in that situation? Like, is it the fiber and antioxidants or is it the fact that they're without seeds? Right?
And that's where I look at, you know, get it. And then figure out the details later. If you can get better, great. You know, it's the same thing that I joke a lot because I drink alcohol, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't drink beer. I prefer wine is okay. I prefer liquor.
And I know that's right.
I'll just do a shot. I don't even follow.
Yeah,
even,
like we add no juice to it, no soda, nothing like that.
Boom.
Let's just take back the shot.
Right. So my thing is, you know, I will eat. I mean, I will drink the bottom and the top shelf. But I know about both of them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the same thing with the food. You know, get what you can get. Because sometimes all I can do is just get this little mini and let me just get this.
Yeah.
But at least I did that. Right. And where I can, I prefer the top shelf. It's 5 points. Right.
I got you.
So if you're eating a halo, you still got your 5 points.
Right.
Yes.
But where possible, we do organic.
Boom.
We make sure we have seeds.
Yeah.
Right. We make sure the stuff's in season where possible.
Yep.
Okay. I appreciate that. That's
absolutely
good to know. One more time, reiterate your contacts, social media, all the things as we prepare to wrap up.
Absolutely. People can reach me at nutrition@superfoodparents.com, and Superfood Parents is everywhere. So superfoodparents.com is the website. Superfood Parents is where I am on all my social spaces, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn. But if they'd like to email me, superfoodparents.com, they can shoot me a text or they can stay alert and get
Nutrition@superfoodparents.com.
Nutrition@superfoodparents.com. They can also text 757-231-9361. Text the word faves. That way they can get notifications.
Perfect. Hey, thank you so much, Laquita.
Thank you.
I really appreciate this today. And thank you for tuning in to Black Wall Street Today, where we're building minds, building connections, and forging the path ahead toward business success, because we got to be healthy in the Black community. We will talk next week.
This episode was brought to you by Positive Vibes Consulting. That's positivevibesconsulting.com. If you're a business owner and the bank said no, we may have a solution for you. Let's have a conversation. If you're a nonprofit organization, let's strategize and find ways for you to have continuous income while you're searching for donations and pursuing grants. That's positivevibesconsulting.com. A proud member of Black Brand.
Phenomenal. Stay with us online at Black Wall Street Today on Facebook and Black Wall Street Today on Instagram. And then follow us on Twitter as well at BWS Today. We look forward to talking again next week. Have a wonderful week.
I have said and I will continue to say that the most important priority for the Black community is the Black community, not a particular political party.
Phenomenal.
Hey, yo, when I say Black, you say Wall Street. Black, Black Wall Street. When I say Black, you say Wall Street. Black, Black. When I say Black, you say Wall Street. Black, Black. When I say Black, you say Wall Street. Black. Black.